Hi, how are you? Good to see you. In a sense, air quotes. I'm constantly trying to lose weight. I'm constantly trying to be healthy. The older I get, the longer I figure I want to live, because I want to extend the possibilities beyond the normal borders. And everybody tells me, Ron, stay hydrated, especially when it starts getting warm outside. Stay hydrated, and that means drink plenty of water. The earth is made up of like 2/3 water or 3/4 water, and so is our body, something like that. I'm not sure. I'm just guessing. So you're supposed to drink plenty of water. It flushes out your system, keeps you hydrated and healthy, your organs are happy, everybody's good. So I'm drinking, I believe, I'm up to about 25 gallons of water a day. I drink enough water to put out a major fire, which is comforting in case that ever happens. But I'm just drinking water like crazy, and I'm not losing weight. As a matter of fact, I get up in the morning, I'm so bloated I can't even put my pants on.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
You don't want to wake up in the morning and not be able to put your pants on.
Whatever.
Let's say good morning with a British accent, okay?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
There you go.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program, everybody. Just relax. I'll take care of everything. You just sit there, be quiet. I'll take care of everything from here until the end of the program. You will find this to be entertaining, informative, a bit humorous, annoying, frustrating, not necessary in any sense of the word. And that's true entertainment. Yeah, I'm drinking a lot of water. It's terrible. I also, about 3 months ago, started drinking vinegar in the morning. Apple cider vinegar. Yeah, I know. And I got to be honest with you, it's not the worst tasting thing in the world. It's the second worst. It's awful. It's not appetizing. Nobody says, I'm thirsty. Where can I find me some apple cider vinegar? You don't do that. You don't do that. You use vinegar to clean carpets and get rid of like wine stains on clothing. That's what you use vinegar for. To clean floors and things like, you don't drink it. We don't drink like Mr. Clean in order to clean out our bodies as a colonic. You don't drink that stuff. It'll kill you. Apple cider vinegar, not a problem. Yeah, what I do is I take about a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, organic if possible. I don't know the difference between organic cider and non-organic cider. I think it's just the word organic. I don't know what that means. Anyway, you don't grow cider. I guess you grow apples, but I don't know how they turn into vinegar. I think you just let them sit there until they rot, and then you drink it. I don't understand it. I just don't know what I'm doing. It's not for me to know everything. It's just for me to follow directions, apparently. So about do about a cup of cold water and a tablespoon or two of organic apple cider vinegar. And I drink this every morning when I wake up. And then I drink it every night before I go to bed. And it's disgusting. It's like preparing for a colonoscopy every single day of your life. This just doesn't make sense. But I do it because I'm a puppet of health. If someone tells me a way that I can be super healthy, I try it. I never stick with it. It's like going to the gym. It's like buying a gym membership and never going to the gym again. That's the same with me with healthy ideas. I try them, and then I say to myself, this is going to be my lifestyle now. And the next day, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I have no idea what I said. It's true. It's awful. It's an awful way to live. This apple cider vinegar is not a good tasting thing, and it's not a good smelling thing. As a matter of fact, I think I smell like a salad. I think when I walk down the street, people turn around and say, is that a salad that just passed me by? Does that guy smell like a salad to you? Salad is not an especially enticing odor. Iran, what's that cologne you're wearing? Oh, it's salad. It's salad cologne. It's cheap. I don't have to buy it in a department store. I just take a salad and I dress myself. It's a terrible smell. Smell like a salad. Ron, would you like to have wild, passionate sex? Sure. Then stop smelling like a salad. No one wants to have sex with a salad. What about the special house salad? No, not even that. How about Caesar salad? No, stop smelling like a salad. No one likes people that smell like salads. It's not an enticing thing. No one makes an ice cream flavored, salad flavored ice cream. No one does that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. But I do smell like a salad. Since I've started doing this, and I don't do it every day, I'm not going to kill you. I don't do it every day. But since I have, I've noticed absolutely no difference in my health whatsoever, other than the fact that I'm bloated from drinking so much water. That's about it. My pants literally don't fit. They fit just fine before I was bloated. Every day of my life, I feel like a pregnant woman who just had a salad. It's just awful. Apple cider vinegar. Tasty stuff. I'm trying to stay healthy. Every once in a while, I'll get an urge to go to a fast food restaurant. It's like some type of a horrible, it's like Satan is knocking at your door saying, I've got some food for you that's enticing, but it will eventually kill you. Every once in a while, I get an urge to have a Big Mac or a Whopper. And I don't know why. And I'll walk into the fast food place and I'll order it. And then I'll devour it very quickly because I haven't had one in like half a year or a year. And then within, I would say, 9.5 minutes, I have it down pretty specifically. After about 9.5 minutes, I say 9 minutes and 23 seconds, I will feel remorse, and I will feel like that was not a good idea. I'll get tinges of a stomach ache, but more so a feeling of apathy, and probably it's a near-death experience is what it is. You beat yourself up psychologically because you gave in to this horrible food source. And then you beat yourself up physically because you just don't want to eat ever again. Ever again. It's like going out to a bar and getting drunk and the room's spinning. You say, I'm never going to drink again. I'm never going to have an alcoholic beverage again. And the next day you're in the bar again. It's the same day with fast food. I'm never going to eat this crap again. I think the lure to it is the special sauce, and they don't tell you what it is, although I think if you go online, you can find out what the special sauce is. I'm sure it's just a simple concoction There's no secret. There's no like Russian spies in the basement of the Kremlin protecting this special sauce formula for fear that it will change the world somehow. I wish it was as simple as that. But somehow the combination of that special sauce on a sesame seed bun with the that meat, I don't know what that meat is. I think it's horse hoofs. I'm not sure what it is, but it's tasty. And the lettuce and the pickles and special orders don't seem to upset them. Do you remember that commercial? Special orders don't upset us? Try it now. It'll upset them. They can't get a regular one made properly, much less one than you're going to do a special order. Why would you special order a Whopper or a Big Mac? Why would you special order that? It's just, it is so stupid. It is so, you're in a fast food restaurant. You don't special order in a fast food restaurant. I like the béarnaise sauce, and I like the bun a little bit crispy, but not too crispy, a little burnt around the edges, but nothing where I can taste any of that burnt edge thing. And I like my burger just, you know, tastefully over the edge of medium rare, perhaps rare to medium rare, just right on that border of rare and medium rare. The lettuce, I like it to be bib lettuce, and don't wash it too much. I don't like my lettuce soaking wet, but just a little bit of moisture so that it doesn't, no brown in that lettuce. Please avoid the browning of the lettuce. The pickles should be crisp, so that when you prepare them that they snap, the skin just snaps properly. That's how I want my pickles. My tomatoes, I want them aged about 3 months, but not to the point where they're squishy. I like the firmness, but they tend to be a little bit tart. So if you can make sure that they're just kind of not too tart, the tomatoes, I would appreciate that. And the special sauce, I'd like you to add some apple cider vinegar, just a little bit, because I'm on a colonic diet. And that's my special order. Get out of the restaurant! Get out of here! It's so funny to me that Burger King and McDonald's call their establishments restaurants. I know technically they may be. They're more of a restaurant than they are an infirmary or a hospital emergency ward. They're more so a restaurant there. Not to say that after going to the quote-unquote restaurant, you end up in a hospital. I'm not saying that. That's a possibility. But that they call themselves restaurants. I don't know what they are, but I can't attach the word restaurant to these places. When I think of a restaurant, I think of a place that you sit down and you have a meal with a server, and there's some type of quality control involved. I'd say they're factories. I say they're food factories. They're retail food factories where you can eat them there on a dirty table if you choose to. A restaurant? No, I'm sorry. I can't attach that to the... You're not a restaurant. Stop saying that you are. And sometimes they'll close these places and remodel them to look like restaurants. You're not fooling me. You're not a restaurant. It's not a restaurant. It's a place where there's food with dirty tables. That's it. They have a napkin dispenser. Napkins are free. They're not to wipe your mouth while you're eating the burgers. The napkins are there to clean down the dirty tables, to lay the napkins out so you don't get all the crap from the dirty tables all over your food and your hands. That's why the napkins are there. By the way, did you know when you go into these fast food restaurants, you can pick up a lot of free stuff? Not only can you go to the bathroom for free, they won't stop you. They won't stop you. As a matter of fact, half of their business of selling the food products is from people that just had to stop by to go to the bathroom and figured, what the hell, I'll pick up some food. So that's a plus for them. There's free napkins. Take as many as you want. You can wash your entire car with just a bundle of napkins. Just go in there and take them. They're not going to stop you. They don't know. They don't care. They don't care. They don't own the place. If they cared, it would really be a restaurant, but it's not. They have the little salt packets, little pepper packets. Take them home. Take them home. You'll never have to buy salt or pepper again. And they're individually wrapped. It's a beautiful thing. Go into a Taco Bell. Grab like 20, 30 packets of hot sauce. Go on. You love that stuff. Little salsa packets. Shove it in your pants. Take it home. It's free. That's what it's there for. You like plastic silverware? It's not silverware. It's plastic forks and sporks. It's a spoon and a fork. Figured they'd save money. Why should we make forks and spoons? Let's make sporks. And that way, you can use them for both purposes. Take them home. Take them home. It's easy. You serve a meal at home to the family. You don't have to wash the forks and the spoons. You just throw them away. They're plastic. Although most people actually wash the plastic forks and the plastic spoons, which is not a good idea. Because that plastic isn't the good plastic. That's the bad plastic. That's the plastic that has the BOA, the BFO, the OOT, the IRO, all that plastic bad stuff. The BFDs. Not good. Not good. But go to the fast food restaurant. Take some stuff home. Put it in your pocket. Go home with the stuff. Come on. What are you doing? What are you spending money for? Stuff's free. Are we having a good time? No? Just me? All right, fine.
A sign, sign, everywhere a sign. Blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign?
Yes, of course, you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is that. That's what it is. Thank you, Johnny. We have a great guest today, a fairly popular guest. Linda Perry joins us. Linda Perry is a performer, songwriter. She's, you may be familiar with her. She's been around for a while. Her wife is Sarah Gilbert, who gained fame from the Roseanne show, is one of the daughters. You remember her. And then she actually carved a career for herself by being one of the producers of a show on CBS called The Talk. And she's done quite well for herself. And she is the spouse of Linda Perry. And Linda Perry, a musical artist and genius, really. Linda Perry is going to join us today. And she is bringing with her Willa Amai. Willa is a young singer who has an incredible voice, and you'll hear her song a little bit later on in the program, if I am able to grammatically get that sentence out. Linda Perry is quite popular. She has written incredible songs for some of the biggest artists, songs that will live on forever. As a matter of fact, you may be familiar with this song that she wrote for Christina Aguilera. That's the kind of talent Linda Perry is. And we'll speak to Linda in just a second.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. cure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed.
Hi, everybody. Hi, all 20 of you. Okay. Sounds like there's a lot of people there. We're speaking to Linda Perry. I've been a fan of yours for quite some time, Linda. Let's start there. And then,
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome. And then, well, Amine joins us as well. She is a great young talent, talented singer. Thanks for being with us today. I understand, Linda, that you have collaborated with QuickBooks on a very interesting project.
Yes, we're my company, We Are Here. We have joined forces with QuickBooks on their Backing You campaign, which is basically empowering the hard worker, the self-employed, the entrepreneurs. And the campaign is really amazing because right now the focus is on Willa Amai and her career. And we're a small label, and QuickBooks is, you know, geared towards the independent small businesses. And it's been, you know, something like this is really amazing because it's giving us the opportunity to explore the possibilities with the Willa and get it more to the out there to the masses.
Fantastic.
When, you know, as a small business, it's hard to compete with the big machines.
Yes. Well, yes. Well, you've competed with the big machines throughout your career here. And Willa.
Yeah, and, you know, Ron, it's hard. It's like when you're an independent label, when you don't have that big machine.
Yeah.
You know, like when with my band Four Non Blondes, that was a well-greased, oiled machine that ran a certain way. And, you know, in this day right now, there's so many labels and so many artists and so many people fighting to climb to the top. And it gets hard, you know, when you have the big machines occupying that space with all their, you know, billions of dollars, and it makes it hard for a label like mine to again, like I said, rise to the top and introduce an artist like Willa Amai.
Yeah.
And so with QuickBooks, when they discovered her and decided to make her their focus point with this campaign, it was basically a godsend. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing, because one, They're letting us know that this artist they believe in, so it validates, you know, what we believe.
Yeah. Willa, tell me about yourself. When did you get involved in this, in singing?
Well, I mean, I've been singing for as long as I can remember. I mean, ever since I learned to talk.
Yes, I know. That's what happens. Those are the true people, where it's part of their body, their DNA. And then you just blossom from there, and every year gets stronger. Is that what happens?
Well, I started playing piano when I was four, and so since then I've been loving to play for myself. And then in third grade I got into poetry, and I started writing my own songs, and so we've just kind of been going from there.
Very cool, very cool. You know, it's interesting, the creative arts and art itself, how it's something that comes from the soul and it's part of your body, and then like you were saying, it turns into a business, and you're at odds between your creative soul, which has to remain very pure, but now it's blossomed into business acumen and competition, and it's kind of a strange at odds kind of business.
is, for sure. And I think one of the things that we are here, this label that they pride themselves on, is that they are able to kind of put a kind of muffler or a barrier between me and, for the most part, me and all of the negative things that can come about in the music world. And what they've been so keen on doing is, what they've been so keen on doing, that they're able to keep me 13 and that they're able to keep what I'm writing 13 and that it's coming from me and not some kind of oil work.
Yeah, at least now.
Yeah, for now, Ron. For now, she's growing really fast. And so the thing is not to overprotect Willa, but it's... Yeah. You've been in this business a long time. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's just like
it's a balance,
things
man.
That happen that you just don't need to really be exposed to or open yourself to. So we just try to keep the riffraff out.
Yeah.
And again, with QuickBooks and this campaign, it's been, you know, a wonderful experience for all of us, to be quite honest, because, again, we need these kind of situations where people are thinking left field, and they're, QuickBooks is basically putting their money where their mouth is. They're saying, we are a company that backs the millions of entrepreneurs out there that are starting small businesses, and the army of people it takes to run, you know, these businesses, and they're proving it by joining forces with us and launching this campaign based on our 13-year-old artist that they fell in love with. I mean, they truly are fans of Willa, and that's why they're able to do this. They're not looking at this as, oh, you know, if they were looking at this as a big thing or a way to capitalize, they would get Miley Cyrus or somebody else like that.
Exactly.
Not. They're looking at Willa and they're seeing her future very clear. And they're backing her because they believe in her.
Excellent. By the way, I'm sorry to be rude. Can I get you some coffee?
I just got my juice while you were talking.
All right.
I was kind of rude. I walked around.
I know you left the room. I can see. It's okay. Anyway, so what's the timeline for the release? Do you know yet?
Well, we're going to radio right now. Yeah. Right now, actually, you can go to QuickBooks. You can go to Willa Mai. You can find it on YouTube. And all you have to do is, you know, Google the short film of Backing You, Harder, Faster, Stronger, and you'll see the commercial come up.
Perfect.
And then you can go to willamai.com to see, you know, to read more about her. But as far as radio, we're about to hit radio now with the radio edit.
Well, you're doing.
And we're going to shoot a video this week.
Cool.
And just kind of, you know, see how people react to, you know, it going more global and hitting the airwaves, and hopefully we'll get a good response. And if we don't, hey, it's okay.
I'm sure I'm sure you will.
We're doing great.
Let me just spell Willa's name so that people can indeed find her. It's WillaAmai. And you Google that name, and it'll come up like 2,000 times eventually. Hey, thanks so much for the information here. And Linda, you know, what more can we say about you? Thank you very much for taking the time with what you do to help promote as well. This is also on you, and we appreciate that. So thank you both of you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Very nice. Very, very nice people. Nice peeps. Willa Amai, an incredible voice, a great song. Let's listen to it now.
Broke it, make it stronger. Make it do it faster. More than ever, hour after. Our work is never over. Work it, make it. Do it, make us stronger, harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it, make it, do it, make us stronger, harder, better, faster, stronger. Our work is never over. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, make us stronger, more than ever, hour after. Our work is never over. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, make us stronger, more than ever, hour after. Our work is never over.
Work it.
Stronger. More than our hour, never ever after work is over.
Our work is never over. Our work is never over. Our work is never over. Our work is never over.
Work it harder, make it better,
do it
faster,
make us
stronger.
Our work is never over.
No kidding. Willa Amai, great voice. We're out of time for today. Join me again for the next weekday that comes up in your life, and I'll be here. Until then, I wish you peace. If you want to see the video that goes along with Willa's song, that's available on our website at newenglandbroadcasting.com or newenglandtalkradio.com. Okay, cool. Bye.